Understanding Longitudinal Population Study Data and the Law. This is an audio recording of the last infographic in a series of five. These have been created by UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration, who we'll refer to as UK LLC from now on. The series has been co-produced with the UK LLC Public Advisory Group, with input from UK LLC Partner Studies. They are designed to help longitudinal population study participants understand how the law applies to the use of their longitudinal population study data. Longitudinal population study participants are people who choose to join a study. Their personal data is collected over periods of time for the purposes of research for the benefit of the public. For example, this could mean filling out questionnaires or attending clinics for measurements such as height, weight, or providing blood samples. The laws and legal principles related to the use of this type of data are complex. This series of infographics aims to inform longitudinal population study participants how these laws and legal principles relate in a way that is easy to understand. The infographic shows four representative photographs. These are of longitudinal population study participants of various ages, genders, and ethnicities. Each person offers a summary of a different law or legal principle and finishes with a web link where you can view the full infographic on that topic. 1. UK Data Protection Laws. This includes the UK General Data Protection Regulation, known as UK GDPR, and the Data Protection Act 2018, known as DPA. The representative person is quoted saying, "I know I have data protection rights, but these don't always apply to me as a participant in a longitudinal population study. This is because some rights could result in stopping the ability to carry out public good research." 2. Digital Economy Act 2017, also known as DEA. The representative person is quoted saying, "Broader and more in-depth research can be carried out by linking my longitudinal population study data to administrative data, such as my occupation, education, tax, and benefit records." 3. Common Law Duty of Confidentiality. The representative person is quoted saying, "I can expect that my health data, created when I attend health and care providers, is kept confidential, as is my longitudinal population study data. My longitudinal population study should let me know how my data is used and provide ways for me to object." 4. Control of Patient Information Regulations 2002, also known as COPI, and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006. The representative person is quoted saying, "My confidential patient data can be used without my consent, but only under strictly controlled circumstances. My longitudinal population study should make best efforts to let me know how my data is being used." The infographic finishes with a black footer box with white text stating that the information is correct at the time of publication, version 1 in July 2024. If you have any questions about how your data is making a difference to research, you can contact your study team directly. Also in this footer are the logos of the University of Edinburgh and the University of Bristol, as the institutions that run UK Longitudinal Linkage Collaboration. Beneath them are the logos of the funders, UK Research and Innovation, the Medical Research Council, and the Economic and Social Research Council. This infographic series was funded by UK Health Data Research Alliance, Medical Research Council, and Health Data Research UK. This is an audio recording of the last infographic in a series of five, designed to help longitudinal study participants understand how the law applies to the use of longitudinal population study data. The other infographics cover UK Data Protection Laws, Digital Economy Act of 2017, Common Law Duty of Confidentiality, Control of Patient Information and Section 251 of the NHS Act 2006.